WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, radio for the people. Now it's time for jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And we're going to start out with the new Stablemates.
Mm-hmm.
Stablemates is the name of that group and the name of that album. And the new Stablemates feature Jared Sims, friends of this show, and often plays over in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Jared Sims is on the faculty of University of Rhode Island in the music school there. So wanted to play some of Jared's new album. Also featured on this album is Eric Bloom on trumpet, Dave Zinno on bass, and Steve Langone on drums. So let's hear one more from the album, The New Stablemates.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great, legendary Sonny Rollins. Sonny Rollins celebrating his 82nd birthday yesterday, September 7th. Sonny Rollins, born back in 1930. And we heard two tracks from the album The Bridge. And as legend has it, Sonny Rollins, after taking a break, a little hiatus from performing in 1959, feeling the stress of being a jazz musician on the road and coming to some great fame early in his career, decided to take a break. And during his 3-year break from jazz recording and traveling, he spent nearly every day out on the Manhattan Bridge near his Lower East Side Manhattan apartment, where he practiced solitary and alone for 15, sometimes 16 hours at a time. And when he finally emerged in 1962, he titled his album The Bridge. That's how the story goes. And we heard two tracks from that. First one you heard was the title track from that album, The Bridge. And then we heard one of the best renditions of a song made famous by the great Billie Holiday. We heard God Bless the Child. And on that album, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Jim Hall on guitar, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. And the last track, God Bless the Child, substituted Harry Saunders on drums. And we started out that set with Creatures of Habit from the new Stablemates. Fine album from Jared Sims and the new Stablemates. All right, time now is 6:28. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken, and we've got an hour and a half left of tonight's show. We're going to continue on with some music from a nice little trip that Claire and I took to New York City a couple days ago. Over the Labor Day weekend, we went to New York and caught Jane Ira Bloom. She did a really great concert at, or a show, I would say, at Cornelia Street Cafe. Really nice establishment in Greenwich Village. And we heard from her. She has recently released an album called Wingwalker, and she played most of the selections were from that album. So we're going to hear a couple from that right now. Jane Ira Bloom, the name of this track is Freud's Convertible. Thank you. That's Noah Preminger from his latest release, Before the Rain. And we heard the track called Until the Real Thing Comes Along. A rather straight rendition for Noah of that classic. Before that, we heard from Jane Ira Bloom. And that's from her album, Wingwalker. And we heard two from that album. We heard Freud's Convertible, followed by Rooftops Speak Dreams. And on that album is Jane Ira Bloom on soprano sax, and also doing some very subtle and beautiful electronic effects on that. Mark Helias on bass, Dawn Clement on piano, and Bobby Previtt on drums. The Noah Preminger track featured Noah Preminger on tenor sax, John Hebert on bass, Frank Kimbrough on piano, and Matt Wilson on drums. Time now, 6:48. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging tonight's show. Let me mention my website. You can head over to my website over at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There you'll see a button that will lead you to my podcast. I do a podcast each and every week, mostly coming from this show. You can see the playlists. You can subscribe to that podcast, and also you can check out all my links, including social networking links if you want to meet up with me on Facebook or Twitter, or check out my YouTube channel and all of that stuff. You can do by going to www.jazzandbeyond.com. Also, this radio station, WHUS, has a fine website, and I post a little music blog to that website. You can check out my blogs. It has some concert reviews, record reviews, all kinds of things from myself and other DJs here at the station. So please check that out. WHUS.org is the website for this radio station. All right, moving on. We're going to get into another great tenor sax players. We've heard from a lot of good sax players tonight. This one is one of the best. His name is Wayne Shorter. Thank you. Time now is 7:01. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. Linda O, from her most recent release called Initial Here, is the name of the album. In case you didn't recognize it, what you listened to was Something's Coming from West Side Story, Leonard Bernstein composition. And just an amazing rendition of that, an amazing arrangement. Great, great improvisations based on Something's Coming from West Side Story. Linda O. Also in that group is, well, Linda O is playing acoustic bass on that. Also in that composition, in that track, is Fabian Almazan on piano, Rudy Royston on drums, and Dana Stevens on tenor saxophone. Before that, we heard from Wayne Shorter from his last studio release back in 2003. And the name of that track was 12th Century Carol. Name of the album is Allegria, Wayne Shorter. A lot of great musicians on that one, including, let me see if I can bring up who's on that one, Chris Potter on tenor, Danilo Perez on bass, John Patitucci on bass, Brian Blade on drums, Brad Meldow on piano, Terry Lynn Carrington on drums, and Alex Acuna on percussion. I'm not sure if they're all on that track. Wayne Shorter, of course, on saxophone on that as well. Very, very nice piece. And that is credited as traditional as far as the writer of that composition. But definitely a Wayne Shorter arrangement. All right, time now, 7:06. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're in our last hour of this show. Hope you're enjoying it. We're going to move on with a fine pianist who really cut his chops here in Connecticut. at the University of Hartford. Plays a lot in New Haven and in Hartford and breaking in on the scene in New York City as well. His name is Craig Hartley, and we're going to hear him in his trio from his latest album, Books on Tape. We're going to hear his own composition, Dial 411. That's a new one from Bela Fleck from the album called Across the Imaginary Divide. And we heard the track called The Sunshine and the Moonlight. Bela Fleck, of course, on banjo. Marcus Roberts on piano. Rodney Jones on bass. Jason Marsalis on drums. Nice sound to that one. I like that. Before that, we heard from Craig Hartley from his release, brand new release, called Books on Tape, Volume 1. And we heard his original composition that he always seems to play when we see him live. Great composition. He's been playing it for years, and he killed it on that. Dial 411 is the name of the track. And the trio on that is Craig Hartley on piano, Carlo DeRosa on bass, and Henry Cole doing a really fine job on the drums. All right, let's see. Time now, 7:00.